With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Homeland Security Secretary Noem says hundreds more federal agents are being deployed to Minneapolis and vicinity in the midst of the big anti-ICE demonstrations. The protests ramped up following the fatal shooting of an anti-ICE demonstrator last week. President Trump says video shows that Renee Good weaponized her vehicle at the time she was shot.
We can't be treating law enforcement that way, whether it's ICE or Border Patrol or our police and men and women. You can't do that.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, whose interest rate policy has rankled President Trump, says he's now facing a criminal indictment from the Department of Justice.
Powell issued a video statement about the central bank being served with subpoenas and facing threats from the Trump administration. The subpoena relates to Powell's congressional testimony last June, but the Fed chair said it's about something else.
The threat of criminal charges is a consequence of the Federal Reserve setting interest rates based on our best assessment of what will serve the public, rather than following the preferences of the president.
Powell warned that the Fed's independence is at stake and that he will continue to serve in the face of political intimidation. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Thousands of nurses have gone on strike at several major New York City hospitals, Mount Sinai, New York Presbyterian, and Montefiore. Mount Sinai West nurse Dinesh Forbes.
Big bosses at Mount Sinai has refused to give us health care over their profit. They want to slash it. They won't come to the table and talk about it. They just want us to hand it over to them, and it can't work. How can we as nurses be inside taking care of patients when we don't have health care? We need to have good health care so we stay strong.
The walkout comes as the flu has been landing a lot of people in the hospital. This is SRN News. The Ten Commandments might come before the Supreme Court again soon.
At least a dozen states have considered proposals that would require the posting of the Decalogue in public school classrooms, with Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas mandating their display in 2024 and 2025. Legal challenges have led to all three laws being at least partially blocked while the cases play out. Last month, families in Texas filed a class action lawsuit seeking to take down displays across the state. Michael Harrington reporting.
Europe and North America aren't the only regions that are seeing a decline in religious faith. A new analysis of data by Matthew Blanton at the University of Texas finds that a number of Latin Americans reporting no religious affiliation surged from 7% in 2004 to over 18% in 2023. The share of people who say they are religiously unaffiliated grew in 15 of the 17 countries and more than doubled in 7. This is SRN News. When it comes to revitalizing Venezuela's energy infrastructure, ExxonMobil may find itself on the outside looking in. President Trump says he is inclined to exclude ExxonMobil from the group of American oil companies called on to do the work and share the profits.
Mr. Trump's statement comes after ExxonMobil's top executive voiced skepticism over oil investment efforts in Venezuela after the toppling of dictator Nicolas Maduro. Speaking on Air Force One, President Trump told reporters that he didn't like Exxon's response. During a Friday meeting with oil executives, President Trump tried to assuage the concerns of the
correspondent Andrew Stewart. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney is visiting China this week to mend relations with the world's second largest economy. Wall Street stocks this morning in the red, the Dow down 176. More details, SRNnews.com.